بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین و الصلاة و السلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین نبینا محمد و على آل بیته الطیبین الطاهرین المعصومین المکرمین. Respected brothers and sisters, we are together again with another program of contemplating and pondering upon the lines of the book Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the legacy of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. So accept my salam, and I wish, inshallah, I pray and I hope that in any part of the world that you are right now and you're listening to this session of our program, inshallah, you're in the best state of health and iman. We have been contemplating on the 16th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardoning and release from his sins and pardoning for his defects. This is very important to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any point in our lives. In fact, I do remember Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, may Allah keep him safe and sound for all the Islamic Ummah, this greatest scholar of our time. He says that I wonder, I get surprised how people can make it to the hellfire. I get surprised at how people can make it to the hellfire. Someone asked him, an individual questioned that, why is it that you get surprised? It's so easy for people to get into hellfire with all the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, with also considering all the opportunities, all the U-turns that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left for us, especially the Muslims, especially the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, then how can someone make it to the hellfire? The moment you're trying to get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment you start to become deviant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left for you the opportunity of the month of Ramadan. The moment you're trying to get off track, then there's Muharram, and then there's Laylatul Jum'ah, there's the Thursday night, then there's the day of Friday. You keep getting reminded of, opportunities that you can return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is reciting du'as such as the 16th du'a of Sahifa Sajjadiyya. Let's take a break. Stay tuned with us. We'll be back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of du'a and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
do together again, respected brothers and sisters. I was mentioning the point Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli has said, and that was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left enormous opportunities, countless opportunities for us to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make a U-turn and to change the direction that we are going to a better direction. And it's all about direction. It's not about milestones. I would say the goal itself is direction. Which direction are you proceeding in? Which direction are you traveling through? Are you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's the direction that you have that gives meaning to the achievements that you gain and obtain in the life of dunya, right? It's the direction that you have that gives a credit to whatever that you possess in the life of this dunya. Many say that direction is the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, is accepting the authority, the wilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam and the imams after him, right? Meaning that if your deen is emptied from this essence of wilaya, it means that you have changed your direction. As you say in the dua in the Ziyarat Jama'a Kabira, you say Man Ataakum Najat, the one who is in the direction of coming towards you has been rescued. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ هَلَكْ, and the one who is not coming towards you, the one who is in the direction that is taking them to the opposite pole from you, it is Man Halak. If they are further away, the halaka, that perishment is greater. If that direction, if that distance is less, that perishment is less severe. But it's all about direction in the life of this dunya. And one of the ways that we can recalibrate, that we can make sure we recenter our navigation, we recenter our point of standing in the map of life, is connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constant connection through the words and the legacy of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And here, Imam Sajjad alayhi as-salam says, you are wa anta alladhi la yarghabu fi jaza'. Let's take a break to come back and see what this line means.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, and here Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in the 16th dua says, وَأَنْتَ الَّذِي لَا يَرْغَبُ فِي جَزَاءِ مَنْ أَعْتَاهُ. You are the one who desires no repayment by him upon whom he bestows, upon whom he gives. He does not expect anything back. He does not expect anything back. Literally, that is very, very important. It's very important how we understand this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. And thinking about this term, in fact, changes our lives for better. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never expected us to pay him anything for all the blessings he has given to us. He never expected us to pay him for our health. We were born healthy. He never expected us to pay him for the ni'mah and for the blessing of the deen and guidance. In fact, even if he wanted us, if he would have expected us to pay, we wouldn't have anything to pay, because we do not own anything in this life of dunya. And whatever we have is belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the best ways to keep obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love is not through thinking and remembering the punishment of the hellfire. Maybe that works, that is effective to some extent, but most of the times it's the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say, I do not disobey my Lord because I love him, because I don't want his anger and wrath, because he has given me so much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد